Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
Back once again for the Renegade Master, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Manchester United and City are out of Europe, as are shitey old Barcelona. It's the 17th of August. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Pete.
Oh, yes. Power to the people. Power to the people.
The people.
None of your real behaviour, brother.
Right, all right, okay. Are you still doing the intro bit?
The Renegade Master.
It's leaked in, hasn't it? You're crashing the vocal, mate. You're all over the place.
How dare you?
How it's bloody... got to be kept to the intro.
Gentlemen, what a weekend of football action.
It's a bit much, I thought. I was exhausted by the end of it. I was like, how much have I got to... Oh, there's a lot, isn't there?
Yeah. I tell you something. Nothing will ever replace the European Championships, of course, but we are being compensated somewhat. Mm.
Yes, it's great. I think...
Robert Peter to pay Paul next season. When
definitely.
It actually happens.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure like the Euros will be expanded to twice the size for some reason halfway through the season, and it'll be a nightmare. But yeah, it has... I think people were worried that, like, firstly, the players would be knackered, and also the lack of fans, even in the cool little weird scenario of the Lisbon tournament and the tournament in Germany with the Europa League, would just be a bit lacking something. But we don't need fans, turns out.
It's lacking defending.
All. Yeah, well, there's that.
To be fair, though, the corporate money men have been saying for a while, we don't need fans,
yeah,
Jim.
Exactly.
And I'm glad you're finally getting the message.
We need European Super League every day.
Yeah. Oh, God.
While I was on holiday, I did buy a Euro 2020 football.
No, lovely.
No.
Beautiful.
Lest we forget.
That's they're collector's items, those. There is
especially the one I've played with them.
Universal Studios Raynham t-shirts knocking about, because before Universal Studios was built wherever it is, the European version, it was my hometown was looked at as a site. But I believe that there was a particularly rare species of gnat on the marshes, so they weren't allowed to build on it. That can't be true. That is the story that went around.
Was it him? He chained himself to the site.
Surely we can get rid of the gnats.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like them very much, but I'd have loved to grow up next door to Universal Studios. But no, but that's a similarly weird collector's item.
It is. I feel, Jim, they turned up and went, this is not really... But everyone returned out from the town. They went, well, what do you reckon? The gnats.
Yeah.
The midges.
The gnats.
I tell you what, we will get bitten to buggery.
Yeah, we can't get rid of their habitat.
No, very true. Mm. Well, there have been huge happenings in football in the past sort of few days. Who would have thought it? Who would have predicted it? But we go to the epicentre of this major happenings, because South Shields Football Club giving Jade from Little Mix the role of honorary president could be a game changer for the Mariners, Peter.
It really could. It really could. Yeah. It's you know, the football up there has been has been wanting for so long. This could be the thing that turns the tide, so to speak.
Well, she's taken on the role to increase the club's profile and put them on the map. Mm. Club bosses describe Jade as a proud sand dancer.
Yeah,
that's not some sort of horrible. That is a nickname for the people from there. Committed to investing in the town of Pete Donaldson. Once again, I come back to it. When are you going to put your hand in your pocket and get involved in Hartlepool United?
They would be a lot more affordable than they have been. I think they've just got a new owner. In fact, I maybe why they're marking that one. I don't keep up as much as I should. But look. If Mike Ashley isn't going to F off,
yeah,
I'm biding my time until it's more affordable than Newcastle United.
You want to put a consortium together?
Yes, Pete's consortium.
Mm-hmm.
Act one, get rid of that weird little Marbella sports bar entrance to the tunnel. That would be my first one.
What, is that Hartlepool have got that?
They may as well have. No.
So have they or haven't they?
No, Newcastle have.
Oh, Newcastle. Right, okay.
An actual Premier League outfit.
Right, yeah, I see what you mean.
With Sports Direct written on it.
I tell you something, the fit and proper person test may not have been a problem for the Saudis. I feel, Peter. And they dig up some of your naughtiness.
You can just check out my peak floor, my asthma. I'm literally not a fit and proper person. This man's just made a blancmange in shoes.
Well, you would think with that fine torso that you were, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, say that now. Right, and come on then. Europa League, Manchester United are out. Apparently they're the first team ever to lose an FA Cup, League Cup and European semi-final in the same season.
That's not bad, is it?
It's by Leverkusen-esque.
Mm. It really is, isn't it? I don't know, it's a bit of a weird season, though, isn't it? I think we're all broadly in agreement. So, yeah, I mean, it kind of happened that much, can't it? It was one of those kind of odd, weird stats. but they weren't great, were they?
I didn't like to see Harry Maguire sad at the end. I know he's had his critics. Did you hear that? Somebody, the commentator at BT Sports said he's played more minutes than any other player in
the world
football.
Yeah.
And no one really knows who his best partner is. He would probably prefer to play on the other side of the centre. So I kind of feel sorry for him. I think the way that Manchester United seem to be dragging out the Jadon Sancho situation has kind of papers over the cracks of they need more support at the back. Mm. Certainly a left-footed centre back would be very much up there.
I still hold him very fondly in my heart. Obviously, because we haven't had the Euros, I'm still going back to the World Cup. Mm. He often comes across as a bit melancholy.
That face has ennui in it, sewn into it.
He was particularly sad. I did feel a bit sorry for him. But of course, the crux of the game really was that 10 minutes or so after the second half, which many people saw and whatnot. And because Manchester United started quite well.
They started very well in that instance. They looked like a goal was inevitable.
Yeah. Well, in the first half they were a bit more on the front foot. They got the goal, of course. And I tell you, that penalty that Bruno Fernandes does.
Oh, it was. He gave us the leap this time. Yeah, he was too tired last time, wasn't he?
Well, he does that daft little run and leap, as you say.
What is it about Man United players doing that before penalties? Like Pogba had that stuttering run, didn't he? That looked really over the top. He's like, is the next guy going to do a backflip before he takes it? Like.
Yeah. Steve Watson forward roll.
Or maybe it'll be like a sponsored bit in future.
Give a little bit of time to do a little jingle. Bang, top left.
Why is Peter Beagrie coming in to teach us how to take penalties? But it was a beautiful penalty. I didn't think with that run and jump,
you could get that power.
Well, and also that lift. Mm. Do you know what I mean? You're sort of coming down on the ball.
What a footballer.
Yeah.
What a footballer.
But so they went 1-0 up and then Sevilla pegged them back. And I thought, oh, okay, this... severe, then their canniness will sort of come into it. But no, Manchester United obviously should have won the game. And that's a real sickener because they will come away just thinking, how on earth are we not through?
Wan-Bissaka. I mean, just all of the fullbacks having an assist in the game on the severe side. Yeah. Like, people talk about how inventive and kind of how good Manchester United have been after the break. Because when the shackles are off, playing under that manager, they do have a lot of freedom, but once they're on the back foot, they just look so ill-disciplined and they just look so kind of like Lindelof and Maguire just look way more pony than they actually are.
But it's a shame, though, because Wan-Bissaka's a good defender.
Yeah.
We know this about him. But that goal, I just, it was a case
no
of
tracking, just shapeless.
But when you have a tricky operator like Luke de Jong, the ex Newcastle United,
one of the many de Jongs we
did
had.
Did he even score for Newcastle?
I don't think he did put the ball in the net, actually.
Yeah,
I think he only played like 6-7 matches, but
yeah, he didn't play that much. He's one of those strikers who scores a lot of goals in the Netherlands, his country, of course. And then when he goes away, he tends not to score that much, but he's got a crucial one there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Growing out loud.
But I think it was interesting seeing Lindelof and Fernandes screaming at each other after that goal, because clearly there was some tactical plan that had gone out of the window there in terms of
Mark
who was picking. A lot like that. Yeah. Yeah, Marcus, that was one of the things I drew from it.
Don't let them score cheap goals.
Marcus is a really, really good plan for any football match, I think.
Yeah, I did feel, watching the reaction, that they had intended to stop that happening.
Yeah.
But something had gone awry, clearly.
Mm. Did you agree with Rio Ferdinand's take that if you don't take your chances, you get punished, and if you don't defend well, then you get punished? It's quite accurate, I suppose.
I think he's done the bare minimum of his job there, isn't he? if Man United are going to do the same, then why shouldn't he?
Yeah, well indeed. I mean, obviously against Copenhagen, they laboured to score, but they did enough. But
if you're going to defend that badly, you need to score.
But I do not think, though, that because they were on the front foot for that period and they thought, there doesn't seem to be that much coming forward. It was a classic sucker punch.
But Lucas Ocampos comes off and you just sort of like, that's a big loss for Sevilla. But they just didn't make it count. They didn't turn the screw. And you will get dumped out of competitions, especially, like you said, though, when Sevilla have such pedigree in this competition, they know how to win this bugger.
It's weird, isn't it, with Sevilla in the Europa League? It's like they have some sort of Thor's hammer style advantage that no other team has. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Just everyone gets tired. It's like a secret football radiation. Everyone's like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do this anymore. Suso's finished though in the corner. Wow.
Mm. Yeah, it was a nice one.
Wow.
It was a
that
nice
was so
corner.
Tidy.
We've got to talk about the goalkeeper. And a lot of people will be expecting me to
do hilarious puns.
Exactly. Yeah. But because they were calling him Bono, but I would have thought it'd be Bono.
Yeah.
Surely. I mean, probably
I think
they didn't.
Bono, yeah.
They probably didn't call it for obvious reasons. But he had a
copyright reasons.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah, they're about
give
to
me
do
me
it.
Rights. Yeah, and I won't pay me tax.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Well, it's not fair enough, but your impression was.
Thank you.
But he had a good. He had a beautiful day. There you go. That's
all right.
It's all you're getting from me.
That was your no, because you planned it, Marcus.
I didn't plan that.
You did plan.
You
it.
Showed a lot of desire.
Is that one a song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Joshua Tree.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we done that? We done? Don't.
Yeah.
Marcus, move on. You're the horse.
In the final, will they be with or without him? He had a good game, though, Jim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I can't stop it. The iPad legitimately wanted you off.
Yeah.
He literally wanted you off.
Tried to end the show twice.
I thought Andy Brassel was going to win again there.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
But he's not even the first choice keeper, I don't think. I don't think he's played that much.
He will be now.
he
was incredible.
Yeah. You'd expect so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't get past him, though.
Do you feel that this takes the shine off of United finishing in the Champions League places? I think it's fair to say overall they have had it's been a season of progress, I think.
Well, it does. Because of the manner of the game.
Yeah.
If it was a particularly vintage performance from Sevilla, and they outclassed it, and they just played very, very well indeed, and blah, 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 blah. But the fact is they came off thinking, how on earth have we lost that? Mm. And that's where, it's difficult to sort of take things in and out of context. Because, again, you look at Leicester City, finishing fifth, that's a good season. But, of course, they were there in the Champions League places for so long, ultimately they're a touch disappointed. And it will be the same for Manchester United. But I think generally, it has been more positive to sort of finish the season for them like this. It is a shame that they're not in the Europa League final, but Champions League was what they wanted.
Yeah.
And that's what they will have.
Do you think they need a more recognised striker up front and just put the ball in the net? Rashford's come back and he's not been amazing. He's had an excellent season by his own low scoring standard, you would probably say. But I think he's come back and... Do you really need Rashford and a Martial in the side? You could replace one of those with a recognised.
What's wrong
striker?
With sticking on Ighalo for the last few minutes?
Exactly. Well, look, if you were going to choose, I'd probably put Ighalo in for Rashford at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's
no need now.
Well, it's interesting because you think to yourself,
Well, actually, they could maybe do with a bit more presence up there and somebody. Where's Romelu Lukaku? Oh,
he's in the
other semi final, isn't he?
Don't need a Met.
I mean, it's easy to say that, of course, in the microcosm of just one match. But you do make a point there, Peter, that going forward, they have a lot of exciting attacking players. But that kind of person, you know, that's sort of a little bit more of a traditional centre forward, although I know that's kind of redundant to sort of say that nowadays, especially for a top side. But I think that is an area where they might strengthen. A lot of talk about Jadon Sancho. It's going to be a lot of money.
He did a skill at the weekend. Did you see his skill at the weekend?
Yes.
It was a good skill.
They won 11-2, didn't they?
Yeah, against some very lowly opposition.
Jude Bellingham getting a goal.
And also, did you see Jude Bellingham's initiation on Sancho's Instagram story?
Yeah, what happened there?
My God.
Funny. There is something funny about seeing other people laugh. It's just the natural human reaction, isn't it? But Jude Bellingham, they were doing an initiation song. Like Haaland had done one. I don't know why he was doing one.
He just does what he wants.
Yeah, he does.
He just
does
every night.
I'm doing one.
Yeah, and Bellingham's was just really, really bad, and like there were players like literally on the floor laughing.
It was so low energy. It was like that kind of Mongolian kind of throat singing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was kind of like just that. I don't even know if he was singing. I couldn't tell you.
I'm unfamiliar with Mongolian throat
I think it's
singing.
Mongolian. They're kind of like. It was like that, but it was just like it was like a computer. It was trying to figure out what music was, and just it was. It looked like was that like an AI approximation of music.
Imagine sort of George Ezra, tired, bit pissed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dortmund looks a laugh though, doesn't it?
It does look.
I mean, in fact, that makes me think. I don't know if you're not going to get prize him away from that. He's having too good a time.
Take your sliders off before you stand on the hotel chair, though. That's all I'm asking.
It depends how clean your feet are. Let's move on then to the other Manchester side who were knocked out of European competition. Manchester City. Blimey, O'Reilly.
I'll tell
you something. This summer of football, it's all about Andy Brassel.
It's all about the one-legged match, it is.
It's all about the one-legged Andy Brassel because his beloved Sevilla and his beloved Leon are through.
Yeah.
He's having a lovely time.
He is. That's why he's not in today.
What's his NBA side?
Oh, all of them.
All of them.
Whoever won it. The Mayor Kings or whatever. But Man City, what on earth is Pep? The bald fraud has been done again, Jim, hasn't he?
So many people have been in touch with me saying, like, look, Jim's right, he's a bald fraud. People forgetting I don't actually mean it.
Don't you?
Ironic. Yeah.
Why are you pulling out, man?
Maybe I do mean it now. Maybe
hold your nerve. He is a bald fraud.
Well,
this is the time where you should be doubling down on your...
On his fraudulence, if anything.
Exactly.
he's done it, though, isn't he? He's done it again. He's gone like, oh, you know what? Let's try a netball formation today. Like, why does he do this? It's every time.
But Jonathan Wilson wrote an excellent piece in The Guardian, I think it was, about this and talks you through all the rounds.
Cock-ups.
All the cock-ups, essentially. And I think...
It's never a cock-up, though, is it? Overthinking. He's overthought it again.
Well, no, he did say...
He's overthinking.
Too much pep in his step.
He referred to it as an F-up, I think, in Pep's language. I think... which one was it? Maybe buying away to Barcelona. I think it was when he did that sort of back through. I forget. Oh, no, it was against Real Madrid, I think. And it was sadly at the time when Tito Villanova died around that time. Yeah. And I think they were going to set up as a 4-2-3-1. And he changed it and his sort of emotions got the better of him. And that's understandable. Very tricky time for him. It was a very sad time for him, of course. But he did that, I think, on the day before the match.
Right.
And they got hammered and they were out. And Jonathan says that since then that it's sort of suggested that he overthinks and so on and so forth. But Leon, I mean, my goodness, you know, there was some nice stuff in the French media. L'Equipe went with the headline, fabulous, of course. It called Maxwell Cornet Mad Max, which is great.
His goal was beautiful. To get the curl on that. That's a lot harder than it looked.
Yeah, it was absolutely delightful. And one of the journalists wrote, a miracle? No, rather a habit.
Nice. I like that a lot.
Yeah. And obviously, Kylian Mbappe.
The Farmers League no more.
Yeah, he's a bit of a piss taker, isn't he?
I'm into that, though.
On and off the pitch.
Yeah. I think, you know, players should show some personality if indeed they have it and they want to. And I think it's a thing to be encouraged.
He looks like, Kylian Mbappe always looks like he's having a lovely old time.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be if you were Kylian Mbappe?
Yeah, I know, but it's good. Some players, you know, different personalities and so on and so forth. But it's nice to see one of the finest players already of his generation. You can talk about a World Cup winner, et cetera, et cetera, yeah, just on and off the pitch, just going, yeah, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
You sort of think to yourself, yeah, I bet it bloody is, mate.
France is back. Scotland's back this weekend. It's all going very well.
It's all back. But yeah, Man City, I mean, the formation, I know a lot's been said about it. You just think to yourself, I thought with the way Manchester City were playing, just do that. You know, and if you come unstuck, you know, I don't think you will, because you dominate the ball, you go men forward, blah, blah, blah.
When they do come unstuck, they can't get unstuck. That's the, yeah. Sorry, when they...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, when they get
well,
stuck.
Well, that phrase is a bit weird,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's a bit weird, isn't it? Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like inflammable.
Yes.
Yeah. Confusing. Yeah. But yeah, that, like Man City, can we got that? If you go 1-0 up, they invariably don't manage to get it back.
And this is it. And I think one of the things we've said this on the show quite a lot over the season. I think one of the things they've traded on this year in the Premier League is the fear factor that they have. But they lost, was it 9 games in total? Where sometimes teams, they stood up to them.
Yeah.
And City's, I don't know, maybe their style is a bit tired. Because it's reaching the end of a cycle, but I don't think in Europe teams have that.
But
same
they weren't
fear.
True to themselves, though, Jim. With that, when you talk about the style,
true.
And this is what we're saying, he overthought it. And I'm saying,
when you've been overthought by Rudy Garcia, the Steve Bruce of France, like you are in big trouble. I would argue.
When you say that about a man, the Steve Bruce, he's in the semi-final of the Champions League here.
Yes, he is inexplicably. He is inexplicably.
Well, there's the takeaway. Moussa Dembélé. Yes. Chris Sutton's been getting involved. Said, "Oh, great to see you know the Celtic man." I was like, "Fulham, say Fulham,
yeah, say Fulham." Fulham.
Yeah. Say, you know, you haven't said Fulham yet, Chris.
Yeah, and he won't have done, will he?
No, and he hasn't.
Proud didn't Chelsea for Fulham.
No, briefly, I don't think so. No. Chelsea no, maybe
the other one.
It's not Luke's game till Friday.
I mean, there's a lot of talk that you know Pep Guardiola might even not sign a new contract, go on another sabbatical, whatever. And I think this does apply to City, perhaps not as much as it does to other clubs such as Paris Saint-Germain and Juventus. Mm. But I feel like the Champions League is giving clubs an identity crisis.
Yes.
And they, in a way, it's never done before.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're
unless you're in the final, it's problematic.
Oh, and even then, like that only buys you the grace of until you lose the final, as we've seen with Juventus so many times, like or a few times. But like these teams are geared around winning it. And if they don't, it undermines all their other achievements. So the point where managers are getting sacked if they win the league but not the Champions League. And I feel like we've seen this before with Real Madrid when they were obsessed with getting La Decima. But that shouldn't be the pattern that people then follow.
No,
that should be a warning of how not to be. Right. But in fact, like loads of other clubs are now sort of obsessing about it in the same way. And I wonder how... Well, clearly it's not very healthy. Mm. It's quite damaging actually to probably Ligue 1 and to Serie A as well in terms of the dominance of those two teams there. And I just wonder how we get out of that cycle.
Imagine if teams did this with like the FA Cup.
And we didn't do it.
We
didn't
in the fourth round this year, so off your pop. Yeah. Klopp.
I'd actually like that. Newcastle's turnover manager-wise would be every season around December.
Well, it was nice that Steve Bruce managed to punch through that glass ceiling, just like Rudy Garcia.
Yeah.
But you're right, Jim. I know what you mean. The league season is where you judge yourself over that cause of offence. Of course, in a knockout competition, you know, obviously if they're going out in the first round every time or something, but it's an interesting one. Bernardo Silva was tweeting, you know, saying, oh, you know, sorry about that, but, you know, things to be positive for next season, blah, blah, blah. A lot of Liverpool fans were giving him pelters, and he responded to Liverpool fans on social media saying, and to all the Liverpool fans that have nothing else to do than to come to a Man City player account, I'm also sorry for you, but for the wrong reasons. Pathetic. Go celebrate your titles or try to find a partner. Drink a beer with a friend. Read a book. So many options. I love it.
Enjoyable. So many options.
To his Bernardo.
Yeah. Again, though, it's just like, even with, you know, Suso, the ex-Liverpool man scoring against Man United, it just feels like it's like, even now they're done, it's still Liverpool's year.
I know what you mean. you got an email here from Ed Amsden who said, Steve McManaman on CoComs describing Raheem Sterling as the one shining light who looks lovely and bright.
Aww.
Might be the loveliest thing I've heard in football.
The one shining light who looks lovely and bright. And then he murdered his wife. It went a bit...
Do you mean he missed that chance? It,
yeah.
Who's the bloke who lives in Brighton? Aussie. Sang with Kylie Minogue. Bad Seeds. Nick Cave. That'd be a Nick Cave song.
Ah, yeah. I didn't realise he lived in Brighton.
Yeah, he does. I once saw him on the train in Brighton and he had a notebook popping out of his bag and it had the heading Violent written on it. It's like, that is so perfectly Nick Cave.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's great. We didn't talk about the Sterling miss.
Well, we'll
no.
Let's do it, man.
Yeah, it was, that was like...
Should he have done better?
just a little bit. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he should have diving headed it. I think.
Richards on telly though. Oh, he has been the one shining. What were we saying? He's the one shining light who looks lovely and bright in 2020. Fantastic reaction. This freeze frame.
Jamie Carragher did that thing, you know, when. Who was it got sacked when he touched? Oh, no, Tyrion retouched his leg. Yeah. There was a bit of that going on with Carragher.
I love it.
But Sterling's face after, because it's one of those ones where it's come across and he's thinking, yeah, love. Oh, how have I done that?
Yeah.
And it, obviously,
I felt sorry for him.
Of those ones that happens to a talented player once in a blue moon.
It came in fast, but still, he's Raheem Sterling.
But his face.
I'm probably putting that over the bar or not even connecting, but he's Raheem Sterling.
But the thing is, though, I think if one of us tried to do it, you'd probably miss kick it, hit it into the ground, but it would go in.
Yeah.
And his face after, I just remember thinking.
Anthony Lopez was comforting him, the goalkeeper. Yeah.
I'm glad you missed it.
Yeah,
but I do feel really quite sorry for you. And in fact, looking at your face, I sort of wish you did score it.
Yeah, feels like we're going to go and get another one now.
Yeah, well, we better do just to make it sure.
Yeah, Edison helped out. Very slappy goalkeeping performances from both goalkeepers.
Very, Jim. You're absolutely well. Talking to goalkeepers in Manchester City and pundits because he was punditing on the game.
He was
Joe Hart. Apparently, he's having a medical at Spurs.
Wow. Yeah. I want to check out he's still a footballer.
Yes.
Wow. It's I think this is because Spurs might need another homegrown player in there. And the possible third goalkeeping spot, or second, maybe goes an eagle, will go somewhere else, would probably be a quite smart use of your squad, wouldn't it, if you need to fill that spot.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be a lovely move. I mean, I think with Joe Hart, you know, his ambitions to be a Premier League number one seem to have gone now, it would appear. So why not go to somewhere like Spurs if you're number two or three, play a handful of games.
You're going to get a lot of visibility on the YouTube channel.
Yes, exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
And that is what it's
polished
all about.
Marketing. Yeah.
You know, to play in that nice new shiny stadium, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange one,
shiny stadium.
Tell you what, you have a comfy seat.
Facilities.
I know, yeah.
You would have thought, and no disrespect to them, but you would have thought you'll have a comfier seat at the new Spurs stadium than he would at Turf Moor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think that's fair.
Even in the stands.
Yeah.
In the see-through tunnel.
Oh yeah, well that bollocks.
But yeah, he's been quite vocal about wanting to be a number one again, hasn't he? But I guess it depends if the opportunity's coming up, and it's like it is one of those kind of pretty lovely gigs, isn't it, to go to a bigger club and be the backup. So yeah, I don't know.
Do you want to see some comments from the Daily Mail's piece on this?
Oh, please. We always want Daily Mail comments.
He will be third choice goalkeeper on free transfer, paid peanuts, who will bring English spirit and experience to the club. And the next one is one of the best keepers of all time, underrated, up there with Gordon Banks.
Is there anything about how PC's gone mad?
No. That I didn't read any of the rest of his ones.
Yeah, good. Probably
was. That was the best of a bad bun.
Is there anyone whose testicles had dropped? Okay, maybe not. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's have a quick break.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. Before we go any further, just want to say a big thank you to everyone who is listening to and supporting the show right now, and a big welcome to all our new listeners.
Hello!
Yeah, absolutely. There's your welcome. I hope you enjoyed it. We've obviously gone through a seismic shake-up of things since the return of football, or certainly since Project Restart. So we're absolutely delighted to report that we have had our two biggest weeks ever for listeners in the last month, which is wonderful news. Thank you very much, everybody, for that. We really appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in. We would absolutely love it if you could leave a lovely review on Apple Podcasts to help other new listeners find us as well. 5 stars, why not?
Yeah, hey, treat yourself
to that. More listeners equals more Luke's game drama, more McDonald's chat from Vish, and probably more sexy chat from Pete Donaldson.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're full of that, aren't you?
It's full of dripping.
I'm
oozing out of me. It is edging
I'm
off.
Full
the,
of sexy yeah. chat. Let's drink.
Edging.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Talking of sexy things, it's time for this.
We concentrate on the topics. We're pretty good to many topics today.
It's time for the topics. We're talking about what changes would you make to food at football stadiums. Jim, why don't you kick us off?
I will do. I've got one here from Edgel Sledge on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
Enjoyable, isn't it? If awarded a penalty, the team can either choose to take it as normal, or they can force their opposition to pay for a free pie / hot dog / burger for their own supporters. Now, I don't think that would be used very often, but imagine like you're 4-0 up and you get a penalty and you go, yeah, you know what? This is on you guys as well. An extra mugging off.
I think it would only work in the kind of the mugging off realm.
Very, very much so, Marcus. Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel, though, with Premier League wages and so on, it should be more. It should be like a whole stand. Buy them a hot dog or something.
Oh, no. I think that's what it means, isn't it? For their
own support. Of course. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know what I was thinking there. Yeah. I agree. I think that's a lovely one. I've got Alex on email who says the only way to properly improve football food is to bring back the St. Pauli model hot dog train. For those who don't remember this or don't know, FC St. Pauli, based in Hamburg, of course, had a hot dog train. I mean, it really is what
it's as simple as that.
Yet to sort of figure out, have we ever actually seen a picture of it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it only existed in our mind.
Maybe.
No, it was in their VIP section, wasn't it? I mean, I've been to a sushi restaurant in Tokyo, which I think you actually recommended to me, Pete, that had where the food comes out on little trains. So I imagine it's just the same thing.
It tootles back again, yeah. Mm.
That's where they got the idea, maybe. Mm. Well, Alex says, but have a different food-based transportation system at every ground, weaving its way between the seats. Each team needs their own names for it. Some examples could be the Crystal Palace Curry Convoy, the Arsenal Hors d'oeuvres Express, the Manchester City Macaroni Minivan.
Into that.
Yeah, or Solskjaer's Salmon Shuttle.
That's surely the macaroni has to be Livingston, hasn't it? It has to be...
The Tony Macaroni.
Yeah, Tony Macaroni, yeah.
I think, yeah, definitely. I could imagine the Solskjaer's Salmon Shuttle being destroyed by Roy Keane.
Yeah.
Not having any of this bollocks.
He'd smash it up. Jake Kennedy on Twitter says, like Tottenham's beer cups, but for pies.
Ah.
Basically, reverse fill pies. We have the technology. If you're not familiar with the beer at Spurs, they've got that kind of futuristic, 10 years ago, kind of plastic from the bottom fill system that is magical and awesome until you get a little bit thoughtful about it and you poke your little finger.
And then it comes through, out the bottom.
Out the bottom. You knew what was going to happen and now you've got a wet lap.
Mm.
So yeah, just imagine a pie filled from the bottom through a meaty spout.
But for someone like you who regularly gets a wet lap, it's quite handy to go, oh, it was the beer.
It was the beer. It always comes from the beer.
Yeah.
Whether I've wet myself or I've spilled it down myself, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think there's my idea for
imagine,
changing.
Imagine the pressure you'd have to put through a pipe to fill it, to just squirt soupy broth into a pie.
Big chunks of meat.
Who's cleaning that with a pipe cleaner? Just the worst job in the world.
Yeah. I think, I suppose for me, that the changes I would make to food at football stadiums would be to make it a lot cheaper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could easily spend on two people's meal, like £25.
Easily.
Yeah, the brisket burger at the Emirates that I've not had is £17.50.
Fuck a duck.
I know.
I don't think that includes fries.
Honestly, when I saw that with you, Jim, I thought, well, I'll have two.
But brisket's like a crappy cut of meat, isn't it?
It's piss poor in the highest possible degree.
It really is.
Yeah, you're a disgrace to North London.
No, I am. And leave Arsenal out of it.
Oh, right, okay. I just assumed it was your idea. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be reading out our favourites all week on the Football Ramble, so get in touch with your suggestions. Email show@footballrambledaily.com or tweet us using the hashtag #RambleTopics. Now then, gentlemen, we move on to Barcelona and Bayern. 8-2. 8-2.
Wow.
What a bizarre game.
Alaba's on goal. Was just like, even he was smiling. I don't know what the fuck I'm there.
I know.
I got my foot on it and it just happened to just lob my own keeper.
You knew it was going to be mad from that, though. You know what I mean? It was already eventful at that point, but you just knew, like, this something's off in the force here.
But it was absolutely extraordinary. I mean, watching back the highlights just last night, and you think, Barca had a couple of chances at 1-1.
Yeah, it was weird, wasn't it? It was kind of like, but if you're gonna play like two up top and one player, Suarez, he's just lost all his pace. He doesn't run in behind anymore. He looks so slow. His finish was amazing.
Yeah.
His goal was amazing. And you will always, he'll never lose that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he doesn't track back and he just doesn't work hard enough.
He needs more help, doesn't he, I think. This is not a vintage Barcelona team. I know that's a very easy thing to say after they've been thrashed.
It is a vintage one because they were a touch under 30. That was their average. It was like 29 and 300 and something days.
Yeah. It's rare that you see a dismantling like that. Although it's maybe less rare than you think. They got that absolute
well, they beat Spurs 7-2
thrashing, didn't they? The of Bayern that time.
Well, this is it. So there's definitely parallels with that, because that really kind of signaled the real dominance of, I think it was Guardiola at the time. It was around that time. And Bayern beat them. Was it 8-0 on aggregate?
I think it was 7 on aggregate.
Oh, 7 on aggregate, was it?
8-2.
Yeah, I know. So we just condensed it. They thought, let's have a repeat of that, but we've only got the one game, so we're going to have to stuff it.
From that first 20 minutes, though, if you showed like an alien and never watched football before, you'd go, well, obviously Barcelona are going to win this match and win very comfortably.
Well, this is the whole thing I find quite interesting, is that there's the usual talk of, right, we need to change everything, we need to this, that and the other, and there are changes that need to be made at Barcelona. Bartomeu, the president, seems very unpopular.
Yeah,
I mean,
he'll be even more unpopular now. Well, you look at players like Alphonso Davies. Obviously, it was a beautiful moment where he just did Nelson Simic.
Who's having a lovely old time. Him and Kylian Mbappe enjoying themselves.
Yeah. But obviously, I mean, people have talked about his story quite a lot. But like coming from a refugee camp to play in that side and performing like that on the biggest stage in world football. If you he's worth a follow with his girlfriend Jordan Heitema, who's a Canadian international as well. They're like an absolute football power couple, and they are so much fun on the old Instas. So worth a look. But Hristo Stoichkov basically said that he recommended him to the president, who was obviously very, very unpopular at Barca. Yeah. And he said, Canadian? No thanks.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he went Canadian.
Amazing.
That's ridiculous.
It's not what I thought you were going to say, Stoichkov, because Stoichkov likes to gob off. And I thought, what on earth is he saying after this? My goodness. But I mean, like I say, Pique even came out and was it Pique or somebody was saying that
Pique came out and muffed up against Alphonso Davies. Yeah, he was the second person he did.
But I think he was quite vocal about the way the club's run.
He offered to leave. PK said
at halftime.
Pretty much at full time.
Yeah.
He honestly did. He said, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you know, I'll be the first to leave if it's what's best for the club.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's talk that they've put like that they want to get rid of pretty much the entire squad, which is obviously premature and emotional.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Like, I mean, we've all heard the rumors about Messi, Messi saying pretty much straight away he needs to get out of Barcelona now, and it does make sense because Luke made the point on Twitter that, you know, his last Champions League was at 27 years old.
Yeah.
And that's flown by, isn't it? But he is 33 now and they are in a mess. They need such a big rebuild. Mm-hmm. And there's talk that they want Xavi, but he won't come until there's a new president installed. And it's just a mess, isn't it?
Come on.
It's just an absolute circus.
There's a lot of talk about Pochettino. Do me a favour.
There is a lot of talk about Pochettino.
There's one man for the job.
Ronald Koeman.
I'd love that.
Ronald Ruddy Koeman. And people say, oh, he didn't do that well at Everton. Give a bollock. That's nothing to do with it, okay? He's a company man.
He is.
Give it Messi.
Give
a bollock.
Give it Messi at the end of the season. It's got to be Koeman. It has to be Koeman. If they can get him out of his contract at the Netherlands. He's been waiting for this job. Mm. And he's a Barcelona. This is... It doesn't in a weird way with Barcelona, and I base a lot of this on the curious case of Frank Rijkaard. Jonathan Wilson and I, we are absolutely obsessed with the managerial career of Frank Rijkaard.
Yeah.
Just how odd it is. Yeah. At Barcelona, he pulled up all the trees, and everywhere else, he planted all the trees. What's the opposite?
Burn them down. Yeah. You burn down a tree?
I don't know.
Burn up, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, he hacked them all to bits or something. Yeah. He didn't do that well generally. But I think Koeman, what he's done with the Netherlands side, you know, and blah 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 blah. And also as well, if anyone's doubting him, he'll just walk in and with a VHS, and it will be a VHS. Right. Here's a few things I did in this shirt.
Well, would you say that modern Barcelona fans probably don't remember his?
Oh no, they do. Oh no, because he was a part of the dream team.
Mm. Yeah,
with Cruyff, you know, he got the winning goal in the European Cup final at Wembley against Sampdoria. Yeah. But that's the thing, you know, he's well aware.
That sounds like a modern match, isn't it, against Sampdoria in the European Cup. Sounds very modern, doesn't it? Whoa.
Well, you know,
jetpacks.
Yeah. Oh, Shakespeare's sister on the radio. And they danced all night to Jive Bunny, but. but I think he would be an excellent fit, of course, and it'd be nice to see him explode on Twitter again, so to speak. But I think, Jim, you say you're right with the emotional response, and particularly with Messi. It would be a crying shame if he left Barcelona now.
Would it?
Yes, to leave on this note.
Yeah,
and I've got a
true.
Question for you. Would it tarnish his legacy?
when they are shipping players like Coutinho, because they obviously can't afford them.
Yeah. Well, he's still on loan. He's still there.
He's out them there, as Bobby Robson said.
It was like, all right, fair enough. Yeah, I know you're playing with it. You didn't have to get the eighth.
Yeah. The eighth. I like that Seven Nation Army was played eight times.
I know. Well, his first goal, he made it really hard for himself to finish. Yeah. He was like, oh, I don't want to finish
trying,
this.
Trying, guys.
Oh. Yeah. And his second one, he was like, no, bollocks.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that.
Up yours. Up all of yours.
Yeah.
You'll want me back after this.
Yeah.
Sods.
When you look at the amount of money they've spent on Coutinho and Dembele, For that debacle to unfold as it does, I mean, obviously,
it's debacle coming in as well.
Like, you know, they're all to be taken in isolation. Griezmann as well. It's just whatever their plan is, just doesn't work, does it? And they need a massive, massive overhaul, and it's
well,
really, really laid it bare.
To me, the president is obviously the problem here, but I just think people get a bit blindsided sometimes talking about Barcelona. They still think sometimes with that side that Pep Guardiola created.
100%.
And that is their best period in their history.
Yeah, arguably in any team's history.
Exactly. Well, people argue that they're the best club side in the history of the game. But they're certainly in the conversation, you know, Cruyff's Ajax or, you know, Espria's Newcastle, that kind of thing. And, but they are there. And that is why. And that's one of the adverse effects of incredible dominance and success is that, because it's not that long ago as well. You think, oh, but that's what we are. That's what we... It's kind of like, well, no, actually, even Luis Enrique, what a treble.
Yeah.
For crying out loud. But they did it in a different way. It wasn't the tiki-taka of Guardiola. It was a slightly different style. Yeah. It was more of a, if you see what I mean, an achievable style, because Guardiola was very, very special. I mean, he did it with that magnificent front three, of course, and Neymar left, and they've been, Messi and co have been pining for him to come back ever since. But you look at the side who started that game. Ter Stegen in goal. Piqué and Alba among the defenders. Vidal, Griezmann came on. Messi. So they're not crap.
Exactly, yeah.
But they are old.
Well, but they're not that. I mean,
but
Messi.
They're creaking, aren't they? It's just there's something missing from it that's making it function.
But this game, I understand the president needs to go, and therefore there are big changes if you're changing the president, for crying out loud. And you could apply that for certain countries as well. But with Barcelona, you know, I honestly believe on another day they might not have lost that game.
Well, that is true.
Because that's how ridiculous it was.
But I agree with Jim's point that the Champions League, the teams that should be in the final every year, they've kind of priced themselves out of being a normal side.
Yeah.
So teams like that's why, like, you've got fucking Pirlo walking in a beautiful suit to Juventus, because he's cheap. Yeah. He's cheap. It makes headlines, and, you know, it furthers the marketing push of Juventus FC. And so it's kind of like you're in a situation where it's like, if you're not in the final every year, if you're not kind of knocking on that door every single year, you're absolutely screwed, and you've got to pay such ridiculous amounts of money for players. You've got to spend so much on wages that you haven't to farm players like Coutinho out because you just can't.
And you know, a lot of that, by the way, comes from the Neymar transfer, seemingly very deliberately.
Well, again, but this is that's another, talking of adverse effects, an adverse effect of selling someone for a ridiculous amount of money. You think, hey, cha-ching, here we go. Well, then everyone knows you got big money.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so, you know, with Dembele coming in, who's not been a success, there's been injury and so on, but they haven't spent very well. That is fair to say.
Yeah.
But they do have Griezmann. It would be interesting to see if he can come in and mix it up a little bit more. I just think that perhaps, yes, there are big changes, but I also think this idea of Messi going, right, that's me, PK Walker, it's kind of like, let's just calm down. Because Messi, after the Copa America final for Argentina, when they lost on penalties to Chile, he was like, I think I'm done with international football. And I understand that.
Yeah.
I get that. And of course, he wasn't. He came back. But these kind of emotional reactions, yeah, they could do with a new manager. Get big Ronnie Kay in there. And they could do with a new president. Goodness knows who you want. But they ballsed up the league a bit. And they've been stuffed there. On another night, maybe not won it, but they wouldn't have been beaten 8-2.
Mm.
But Bayern are a very, very good side. But I do think Bayern's defence looks a bit leaky. And my I'm slightly reluctant to think PSG are going to win the...
I really hope not. I think to combat that, Barcelona's to do a very short-term loan of Messi to Lyon just to even things up.
Are the cup-tied rules not in place now this summer?
I don't know anymore. I don't know what the guidelines are, Marcus. They're all so confusing, aren't they? But I think, again, what we were saying about the way these teams are tying themselves in knots, it almost feels like certain teams are acting as if there's already a European Super League in place.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Mm. Talking to people having nice times, what about Thomas Müller? And a Thomas Müller nice time is a very intense nice time.
I'm sick of seeing his face over the weekend. Every news report, you'd always see his face.
Just grinning.
Explosive press conference.
The Joker.
When he scores a goal, it's kind of like, you make it very difficult for me to enjoy this moment with you, Thomas, because of that
with you,
that grimace you've got on there.
Yeah,
it's like an upset partner.
Yeah,
you make this very difficult.
But then post match,
you've got to respect the hell out of Müller, though, haven't you?
Gordon Bennett, do you just? But the post match, he made some good comments. He said, because people were obviously drawing parallels with Germany beating Brazil in the 2014 World Cup. He said, in the win in Brazil, we didn't have the same amount of control. Yes, we were good, but tonight the way we dominated the game was brutal.
Much of a muchness,
yeah.
Based on my memory of both games.
I actually thought they were the Germany were more dominant in the, well, Brazil were more sloppy, but anyway, it's ultimately futile to compare the two.
Yeah.
But I mean, reportedly, Sentien has been sacked. Of course, we should say that. I mean, if we leave the studio and they give him a 3-year extension, that'll be classic, you know, ramble stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But get Ronald Koeman in there. I would very much say.
Yeah.
Right, gentlemen, we're going to end the show today by reading out your two predictions.
Okay.
We did the predictions, and people may well have forgotten about this, and it's understandable because rather a lot's happened in the world since.
We should have been allowed to reappraise under lockdown our choices, I think.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because we could never have seen the length of a season happening.
No.
Yeah. I'll get my excuses in early.
I thought you might say that.
Actually, I would not be surprised if, like, you pull out... kind of one of those a penis will be seen level predictions of a global
penis
pandemic.
Was seen.
It worked exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Where was the penis seen?
Someone's doing a wee. Also, under lockdown, they had fans on the television in, I want to say, South America, maybe Mexico.
There was the Newcastle guy, Willy Copter.
Willy Copter guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Endless.
Endless thing in its last season.
Penis. Loads of penises have been seen this season. But I think the... let me be this clear. Penis was a previous football ramble. Yeah. Pete
Euro 2012.
I believe it was. And did I get it right? I think a penis was seen, wasn't it?
Yeah, because the England fan putting off...
correct. So there we go.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, well, so Premier League winner, of course, was Liverpool. Jim, you picked Manchester City. Peter, you picked Manchester City as well.
Oh, no.
Idiots.
Nil. Pois. Relegated teams, the correct answer, of course, Norwich, Watford and Bournemouth. Jim picked Newcastle United.
Ooh.
Sorry, mate.
Shots fired.
I would have liked it.
Brighton and Sheffield United.
Oh, none out of three.
None out of three. Mm. Pete picked Crystal Palace.
Right. I mean, to be fair, they left it late, let's say.
They were... No.
They did
they
not.
They left it late. Left it late.
Do you want a point for that?
Yes, I do.
Right. Brighton and Sheffield United, so no points there. Dark Horse. I think you could have probably Sheffield United. I think you could have Leicester City as well.
Yeah, I remember mine.
Does Leicester City count? They won the league very, very recently.
So?
In my mind.
Okay.
Old Koeman over there.
Jim picked Norwich City.
I thought it said dead horse.
I genuinely looked at my sent WhatsApp messages for my predictions and couldn't bloody find them, so these are all a surprise to me. Dear.
Don't worry, Jim, because Pete said Bournemouth.
Oh, God.
Oh, gentlemen, not doing very well, are
never
we?
Never mind.
First manager to leave / be sacked. Correct answer, of course, was Javier Gracia, which is so obvious. Yeah. Why wouldn't you go for the Watford manager?
Come on.
Jim picked Graham Potter, still in the job.
Terrible shout.
Pete disrespected the nation by picking Roy Hodgson, still in the job. So both
questions
wrong.
Have been asked.
Yeah. Both
they've left
again.
It.
Why? Right.
Stop kicking
just
dirt on Palace.
Oh dear! Well, they left it late. What to sack him?
Yeah,
he was still waiting. Premier League top scorer was of course Jamie Vardy with 23 goals. Jim picked Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't far behind.
One off, but ultimately wrong. And Pete picked Sergio Aguero, who got 16 goals, and again wrong. Mm. We're running out of time for you to get something right, gentlemen. Most red cards in the season. Fernandinho, Christian Cabasele, and David Luiz.
Ah, yeah. Yes, okay.
Got two.
Again, that seems obvious.
Jim, you picked Jonjo Shelvey.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
He didn't really play as much, did he, I guess? So.
Yeah.
But he did. Did he get sent off?
Did he get one?
First game of the season.
This
is the annoying thing. The season
started
so well for me there.
Yeah, you got off to a flyer there. Was that this season or last season? I don't know. Yeah, he certainly has had a red card fairly recently. And Pete, you picked Wes Morgan.
Mm. Didn't get there. I just thought of his age.
Yeah.
He might start throwing punches.
He might, like every wrestler, thinks he can do a UFC. He might just start doing UFC.
At the ref. player of the season. Correct answer, Kevin De Bruyne. Jim, you picked Bernardo Silva. Understandable, but no. Pete, you picked Virgil van Dijk. Understandable, but no. And then some notable mad shit that happened. Now, this is basically open to interpretation.
Yeah, open season.
Yeah, exactly. Jim, you said Andros Townsend will score an overhead kick. I love where your head was at there, but sadly didn't do it.
Do we still have that bet going, me and you, Marcus?
I think it became null and void.
Became null and void, did it? Right, yeah. Okay.
Just
right.
So you know the way
you
it went.
You definitely said that he was going to score like six at season, didn't
six,
you?
Six, I think six, it was, yeah. But I can't remember what the tally was.
I think it was zero.
But no, he did. I think he got one. But it wasn't an overhead kick. And right. Pete, you said Andy Carroll in the back of a police car.
Didn't happen. The returning hero. The hyper-flexible, hyper-extensible limbs of Andy Carroll were not bundled into the back of a police car. So, well done him.
I was about to say, very sad to see, but no, very good to see.
Yeah.
I'm glad that didn't happen.
On him.
To confirm, Andros Townsend did get one goal this season.
Yeah, exactly.
Pathetic return.
The longest season ever as well.
Well, I knew he'd score at least one.
Palace should have gone down. Hear that, friends of me who've spot Palace?
Oh, dearie me. Well, of course, Luke and I did our predictions as well as you two chaps at the start of the season. We will do our predictions on Wednesday.
So am I right in thinking you literally couldn't do worse? Did we get one between us, Pete?
Yeah. I did.
Andros Townsend style performance.
No, you didn't get anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
nothing.
You didn't even get one of the relegated teams right.
I know. That's phenomenal.
You guys probably...
What a season it's been.
Yeah,
huh?
Wild.
What a crazy, topsy-turvy, unpredictable season. Yeah, could have seen coming.
Can we take the stats at the end of February, please? Can we just see where we got to there?
You boys got absolutely embarrassed there.
Well,
and you should be ashamed.
Look,
more than normal.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
There we are. Tonight's match, of course, is Inter versus Shakhtar.
Mm.
Would you like to predict what's going to happen there, Jack?
No. I don't want to curse whoever the opposite of...
Donetsk doing. It's a Donetsk doing.
It's a Donetsk doing.
Yeah.
Does that mean they're going to lose or win?
We'll win.
Okay, so...
Handsomely.
Those who like to have a flutter, do the opposite. on tomorrow's show, I'm back with Peter and Andy Brassel.
Yes.
How about that? He'll still be glowing, won't he? After Sevilla and Leon.
Double glow.
Absolutely. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Pleasure to be back. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Jim Campbell.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Pete Donaldson.
Ta-ta.
And it's goodbye from me.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.